This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. As fighting eases between Turkish and Kurdish forces in northeast Syria, U.S. President Donald Trump is expecting optimism the deal between Turkey and the United States will hold. VOA's Steve Herman reports.
The situation on the ground in northeast Syria is very fragile, acknowledges the U.S. president, who spoke to reporters at the White House on Friday after a telephone call with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
And sometimes you have to go through some pain before you can get a good solution, but the Kurds are very happy about it. President Erdogan and Turkey is satisfied with it.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says no U.S. ground forces will be enforcing the safe zone during the agreed 120-hour pause in the fighting.
No U.S. ground forces will participate in the enforcement of the safe zone.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
President Trump is backing his acting chief of staff after remarks this week that undermined the administration's defense in the impeachment probe. AP's Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Mick Mulvaney told reporters the administration withheld aid to Ukraine while pushing it to investigate the 2016 election.
And that's why we held up the money.
Essentially acknowledging what the president's been denying for weeks.
There is no pro quo.
Hours later, Mulvaney claimed that's what he'd said. The president's on his side.
I think he clarified it.
But Republican Congressman Francis Rooney says it's not an etch-a-sketch. Mulvaney's statement cannot just be undone. With others also worried, House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy's trying to contain the fallout.
I think Mick Mulvaney clarified his statement to be very clear.
That there was not a quid pro quo, which is what McCarthy says witnesses in the impeachment probe have been saying behind closed doors. Sagar Magani at the White House.
For more news on the go, please download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. At a time when hate crimes are on the rise in the United States, federal prosecutions of such offenses have declined sharply under the administration of President Trump, according to data released this week by the Justice Department. Since the enactment of a landmark federal hate crimes law 10 years ago, federal prosecutors have charged more than 330 people with hate crime offenses, including more than 70 during the past 3 years. That's according to the Justice Department. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he hopes lawmakers will go ahead with a vote on Saturday on the divorce deal he struck this week with the European Union. Reuters' Emily Wither reports.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson is putting his last-minute Brexit deal to a vote in an extraordinary sitting of the British Parliament on Saturday. More than 3 years since the UK voted to leave the European project, Johnson hopes to win Parliament's approval for the divorce treaty he struck in Brussels on Thursday.
The House will need no reminding that this is the second deal and the fourth vote, 3.5 years after the nation voted for Brexit.
Britain's opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says the people should have the final say on Brexit, adding that his lawmakers would not back Johnson's withdrawal deal.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. Hong Kong police will bring offenders to justice regardless of their motive, background, or political stance, said a police officer at a press conference Friday in Hong Kong. Kong Wing Chung, senior superintendent of Hong Kong Police Department of Public Relations, said the violence used by rioters has been escalating and reached an alarming level over the past 4 months, putting Hong Kong into a chaotic and panic situation.
As Hong Kong approaches its 20th straight week of anti-government protests, it's clear that no one is budging one inch. The city's chief executive, Carrie Lam, has held firm against the protests, provoking calls for her resignation. And protesters are refusing to back down from their five demands, which include universal suffrage, an investigation of police violence, amnesties for protesters, and the full official withdrawal of the spark that lit the fires of dissent at the beginning of this year, a now withdrawn extradition bill that would allow mainland China to try people arrested in Hong Kong. Anita Powell, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Two female astronauts made history Friday at the International Space Station, completing the first all-woman spacewalk in NASA's history. Jessica Meir and Christina Cook repaired a failed power coupler on the station. For more on any of today's top news, please visit us at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.